learning the laws of Chutz Beis Hakneses toward the conclusion, which discusses the Seder Masu Matan, which is the way a person conducts themselves literally in business, but also has to do with Midos in general. The Mechaber says, Acher Kach Yelech La'Sokov D'chol Torah She'en Ima Melacha Sofa Batela V'Gereris Avon. Even though we were discussing for many simanim, many chapters about the importance of davening and thereafter learning, but then the Mechaber says that a person should also go out and be involved in work, because any Torah which does not have malacha attached to it, sofa b'teila v'gereris avon, it's possible that the person will end up doing things which they shouldn't be in order to be able to somehow make ends meet, and therefore it's better that they should not just be involved in work. But however, a person should, to the best of their abilities, every person knows this on their own, what this means, that the Torah should not be considered to be secondary, but rather it should be the Ikar, and therefore the Malacha that they are involved in, that should be Arai, that should be only temporary or secondary, but Torasu Keva. But Zevze Yiskayim B'yadam, when a person does this, then both of them will succeed in studying of Torah observance, as well as, God willing, as well as in their Parnasa. So the Bir Halacha discusses this, and quotes the words of the Sfarim. He says, Kosov HaSfarim, Dezehu Nemer L'chlal Olam. This is the general rule, which is specifically talking about people in, you know, people in general. She'en kulam yichon l'schos l'alos l'madrega rama. Not every single person can reach the highest of heights. Lios iskam rak b'torah levada. That they should only be involved in Torah study and do nothing else. It's something which is only far and few between. Avon nashim yichidim, however, those special people, those people yuchli matzi b'choleis b'ofen zeh. Those few people that are found, only a couple in maybe even each generation, those are the people that can continue to be engaged in Torah study, which implies that anyone else, as the Mechaber says, which is really just speaking out to the general populace, that it's not sufficient for a person only to be to learn, but rather they need to be elech lasok. However, the Bir Halacha continues and says that this is not always the case. For example, Im kvar nimso anoshim shirotzen lahaspik lo tzrachav kidei shiasik b'torah bevadei lo shayach zen. You have people that are able to support those who are involved in Torah study, those people that wish to support such people, then there's not an issue whatsoever that we're going that person will come to sova b'teil and not learn Torah and geres avon and not adhere to the Torah properly. And he says, V'yisachar zvulun yochiach. We find this by the two shvatim, V'yisachar and zvulun, that they themselves were able to live proper Torah lives, one of them working and supporting the other who was involved in Torah study. So on this, the Pesukei Tshuvos discusses this a little bit further. Quoting the words of the Rambam, which is basically what sounds like what the Bir Halacha said, that it's only specified that Torah should be learned all day and no work is only for the Yechidi Segula. Very few people, the chosen, the most special individuals of that particular generation. Then he continues and says, "Of a kol shar boy olam she'enim ba madregazu." If you're not on that level, afil chashkim lahagos b'Torah motziim ba nachasurach. Even if the Torah is something which is you really enjoy, you get a lot out of the studying that you do. Mikol machem, nonetheless, ein lehem lisfarnes me'acherim. You should not be supported by others. And he quotes the Rambam that says as follows, brought down in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kol ha'meisim al libo shiasik b'Torah v'lo asa malacha. Anyone who chooses to only learn Torah and not to work, v'yisfarnes min ha'sadaka, and the way that I will be supported is through sadaka, harizeh chilas Hashem, v'yizas ha'Torah v'kibu ma'or das. So a lot of not nice things. He says that the person who has this approach, it's a chil Hashem, by thinking that I'm not going to work and I'll just be supported by charity. Uvizas haTorah, you're disgracing what the Torah stands for. You extinguish the light of the Torah, and you cause evil upon yourself. Not only that, you lose a tremendous chaluk in the world to come, because after all, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the Torah which you have in this world. And then he continues, just one more minute, and says that there are many poskim that say that nowadays we're not going to read as literal the words that we just said. And he says, for example, the Yoras Devash says that a person should learn Torah for the period of Chamisha Shanim Achar Nesuin, 5 years after marriage. And he says the reason why is V'shanim Eilu Yemali Kriso B'Torah U'Musar V'Yiras Shemayim. It's an opportunity to fill yourself with Torah knowledge in Yiras Shemayim. And he says V'Acharach, and after that V'Acharach Yolich Latzeis L'Sfarnes, then you can go out into the world. V'Spal Harbe Shimsa Umnos Nekiyav Akala Shinim V'Yidil Nisyonos Kasha V'Yir Harim Royim. Therefore, what he's explaining is that in a person who lives in a generation in which there are more nisyonos, there are more tests, trials, and tribulations that can be faced, therefore, it's possible that it's advisable that person should study more even before they actually go out into the working work into the world. And of course, this is referring to not only referring to a person who is just learning Torah on a long period of time. This is specified there only for this 5 years. And by doing so, it will fortify that person with the proper Torah knowledge so that they'll be able to function and to be able to learn on one hand, but also not to be tempted by the society and the environment around them.